Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Haunted Side of Facebook. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
We've touched upon haunted paintings on eBay, buying haunted things, but honestly, not enough for my taste. You know, the internet sells everything. Memorabilia, designer stuff, concert tickets, car parts, drugs, whatever you're looking for. But there is a whole industry and community on eBay and Etsy and now big time on Facebook of haunted, paranormal, and cursed dolls and a legion of concerned living people who want to help these dolls and the spirits within them. Today, we're going to talk about Facebook's haunted doll community, which is vibrant, creepy, concerned, and absolutely fascinating. When I say that there's a big industry for all of this, I absolutely, absolutely mean it. The buying and selling of haunted items on social media platforms is rich. It's something that I've been involved with, you know, with tarot and other metaphysical things. eBay has a whole section dedicated to metaphysical and new age products. Just search haunted on Etsy. It will bring up over 30,000 results. You might think of it as like a pandemic thing, but it's not. It's before the pandemic. We all know someone that carries crystals in their bra's underwire or has a shrine. Me, I have these things. In 2018, Sephora launched its $42 starter witch kit, which included crystals, sage, and tarot cards. Goop has a $100 medicine bag of crystals, which seems like a steal for Goop and is also offensive. Marketers called this movement in retail mysticore. And in many Facebook groups, it's kind of the crossroads between mysticism, disposable income, and philanthropy. We'll get to that. Haunted dolls are Facebook's biggest haunted industry, hands down, and I've done a lot of research. For example, there's Charles, the insane clown doll, who, according to his description, liked to bang doors and shout from time to time. There's Sylvia, an absolute gorgeous, sexy, sultry, seductive, and very flirtatious spirit doll, which needed to find someone to inspire, to motivate, to satisfy, and to bond with. There's dolls that change temperatures, move things around, change their appearances, speak, you name it, someone has put a haunted doll on Facebook Marketplace that does it. The belief is that these dolls are homes to souls who have found their way inside of them, souls with unresolved issues or maybe died in a dramatic or tragic circumstance. The objects tend to be dolls because of their already humanesque appearance, which makes sense. And maybe that's why also like mannequins are so creepy. A quote from the Haunted Doll Adoption Facebook group via Cosmopolitan says that the doll picks you, not the other way around. There are tons of stories of people who just want to help the spirits trapped in these items to, quote, give them a safe space to stay where they aren't exploited or harassed, or to help the spirits communicate and help others. The descriptions of these dolls are brilliant and make the dolls feel more loved and more delicate than like a lot of human people feel loved or delicate that I know. They mostly showcase the vulnerable personalities housed within the dolls and what they do, even kind of a diary type description of what the owner hopes they will do. Quote, Juliet is caring and excited about her new home. Quote, Charlotte was very lost growing up. Or, quote, Julie needs someone to work with her. She needs help to work through issues about the way she died. The prices seem to range from around $35 to $2,000. I'm going to give you an example of a little doll posting after this break.
Welcome to Film History,
the history of film.
I'm James.
And I'm Drake.
And I'm Devin.
And we're the host of Film History, the history of film. Each week, we take a deep dive into some old Hollywood history that you've probably never heard about.
But it's not like your high school film class. We're cracking jokes and goofing off the entire time.
It's history told our way for all audiences, from the ill-informed to the savants of cinema.
Yeah, we tell you about James Cagney almost getting his head blown off because, well, you know, back in the 30s, you were allowed to just shoot machine guns at your leading man.
And wait until you hear the episode about Waterworld.
or how the world's first vampire movie was made by real occultists and some Nazis.
And there's plenty more little-known Hollywood lore out there, legends, and facts. So if you join us every Wednesday, wherever you listen to podcasts, I promise it'll be a good time.
Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Just look for Film History.
The History of Film.
Okay, we're back. Here is one of my favorite Facebook Marketplace doll ads. Starts with $30, down from $40. Active spirit doll possessed. Condition used. Good. Date range 1940 to 1949. Buyer beware. This doll was acquired from an estate in historic Pottsville, Pennsylvania. A family contacted us when their great-grandmother passed away, and they found this doll tucked away in a crawl space in the cellar. She was found wrapped in a paper bag with a change of clothes. They tried to keep her, hoping for fond memories of their loved one. However, this doll only brought great distress. They asked us to take this active vessel because they could not handle the strange occurrences that began happening when the doll was in their house. They told us that the doll would move its eyes unprovoked. Shadows were seen hovering near the doll. Lights and electrical items began acting strangely, and they would hear their names called out in the middle of the night. They said that hearing their names was the last straw, and they knew they needed to find this doll a new resting place. We initially took this doll in to see what we could determine. Was it active or not? After several spirit box sessions and sitting with a spirit-sensitive individual, we've concluded this doll holds the spirit of Emma, or Emmy. Separate sessions have reflected both names. When asked how old she was when she moved on from this earth, she said 8. And when we asked what year she departed, she responded 56. We are assuming this means 1956. During our sessions, we asked the spirit to tell us what caused her to move on, and the spirit responded, water, dirt. We couldn't help but to fear this poor child faced certain tragedy. Spirit confirmed they do not wish to be freed from this vessel. They are angry and stubborn and playful to a fault. They manipulate your surroundings so that they know you are aware of their presence. While the spirit seems angry and restless, they do not appear to wish harm. Simply holding this doll brings a heavy feeling and hardened breathing. We would love for this vessel to find a new home with a spiritually sensitive individual who can care for the spirit and make sure they always feel acknowledged. We believe that as long as you respect the spirit and their vessel, they will only remain playful. But beware, disrespect will certainly anger this lost soul, and we cannot guarantee what activities can occur at that point. Feel free to try and communicate with Emmy/Emma via spirit box. And then there's 3 asterisks. Please note, we cannot guarantee the spirit will communicate freely once rehomed to you. She might need time to warm up to you, or if she doesn't feel connected or respected, she might never present herself at all. We are not responsible for a lack of spiritual activity or response. The vessel in its original form measures approximately 7 inches. Its eyes open when upright and close when laying down. They have a truly eerie, somber fog over them. The doll comes with its blue dress and the additional outfit that was found with it. We will not separate those items as spirit finds comfort in its current state. So that's what you do. You throw in a couple of shadowy photos, close-ups of the doll's bright porcelain eyeballs, a couple God blesses. Congratulations, you have an archetypal haunted doll post. Like I said, all of it feels to be surrounded around collection and protection and kind of helping these dolls or rehoming them. Like you think about an heirloom, or even a lot of them had a kind of an air of pet adoption in a way. And then maybe working with the doll or liberating the spirit inside the doll or cherishing it. Quote, whether it's playing on a person's desire to help or not depends on the person reading the description of the doll, a patron of the Facebook doll market says. If you have a negative mindset towards this, then you could see it like that. But maybe the doll needs help.
I mean, all dolls are haunted, right? I feel like that's a pretty easy sell in itself.
Yeah, they're pretty creepy looking on the whole.
And then you add in Facebook, which is genius. People, you know, there's people there that spend a lot of time on Facebook, and there's a lot of communities on Facebook that share information, share stories, and it makes total sense to take something that inherently looks exactly like what they're describing. It's not it's not like you're selling like a PlayStation 3 and saying, look at this haunted place, which is interesting.
That's
be interesting.
Cool. I like that.
But inherently, the dolls look haunted, and they're pretty scary, and they're represented in movies and TV shows and in media and stories. So it's a you know, you can front load it with a lot of this information, and it, I don't know, makes it fun. I like this, like, hey, listen, once it leaves here, it might do absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So when you pay us on PayPal, do it friends and family, because we're not giving you a refund.
Yeah, exactly. I think I was trying to find a model of a doll that I could compare, like a haunted model versus a non-haunted model, and I couldn't find that because in actuality, the descriptions are really vague when it comes to like the straight up information. But you're paying for the experience of reading this thing, of having this artifact that you think is imbibed with some special experience in and of itself. And I think that's very fun, but also I'll never buy one.
You know, despite how maybe hokey it might sound to somebody, I think if the excitement of this communication and then picking one based on the information or it calls to you and then getting it and experiencing it for the first time, and maybe, you know, you put it up on a shelf with the other ones or whatever you do with it, and that makes you happy or that's interesting to you, I don't know. I think that's great. When normally I would be like, this is a scam. I think that it's really in, you know, the eye of the beholder. What beauty is not in the eye of the beholder. It's what Instagram tells me is hot. So
absolutely. And you're getting a haunted doll for Christmas.
Yay.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.